Welcome to Author Express. Thanks for checking us out. This is the podcast where you give us 15 minutes of your time and we give you a chance to hear the voice behind the pages and get to know your new favorite author in a new light. I'm Shauna Rodriguez, one of your hosts, a fellow author, host of The Grit Show, and the founder of Authentic Connections Podcast Network, which makes this podcast possible. Let me tell you a little about today's guest. Devon and Green, the pen name of Jonathan Green. He grew up as the son of an author and composer, B.B. Johnson, a.k.a. Joseph Green, who wrote Together Brothers and Across the Alley from the Alamo. Drawn towards cartels, crime, and drugs, Devon and Green completed his first serious undertaking in his early teens. After an underwhelming critique from his father's friend, Saul David, director of Logan's Run and Fantastic Voyage, Devon and Green put down the pen and entered the world that he wrote about in an endless cycle that there was no escape from, ultimately leading to his incarceration. Today, we get to get a glimpse of behind the scenes of Devon and Green and learn more about his experience writing. So thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Wow. That's a great introduction. I might have to clap my hands to that one. Thank you so much. It's an honor. And hopefully I can keep up the energy you have, because boy, you have it.
Well, see, I've been impressed with our interactions as well with your energy. So I'm excited for our listeners to get a chance to get to know you a little bit and get a glimpse of the writer behind the pages. That's what we try to do a little bit here on Author
Express. Yes, ma'am.
And we're going to start that with you telling us the most interesting thing about where you are from.
Well, I am from Altadena, California. That's where I was born and raised. And interestingly enough, Jet Propulsion Laboratory, JPL, is right around the corner from my house. And JPL is, you know, where all the space stuff goes on. And my mom actually worked there for years till she retired. And fun fact, she was the audit coordinator there. And when she started, she was the only person there. And when she left, there was like 20 or 30 people under her. So I'm very proud of my mom. And she worked there for years.
That would be quite an undertaking to be auditing things that important.
Yes. And when she started, she was the whole department.
That's amazing. Was she really like strict at home and auditing things at home and keeping things in line at home too?
My mom did not play. Let's just put it like that.
I got it. Well, good. Uh-huh. Well, we're just going to shift our conversation to more of the play. So I want to learn about your favorite vacation. What's the favorite vacation you've ever been on?
Well, actually, it happened last year. Ooh. We went, my wife and I and some friends of ours, my cousin, his wife, Will, and some other people, we went to the Mediterranean, and we did the cruise around the Mediterranean. We went to Spain, we went to Ibiza, we went to Cannes, we went to Rome. We went all over the place. It was just the most beautiful thing, and we had such a good time. I'd love to go back. We've talked about it. Don't know when we're going to go back, but it was the most amazing time. I will cherish those memories for the rest of my life.
I have a funny question for you, because I'd never heard of Ibiza before it was in a song. Had you heard of Ibiza before it was in a song? Were you aware of Ibiza?
No, I've never heard of Ibiza before. But Ibiza is actually a beautiful place. We went to a beach. Actually, it's like a beach resort without the resort. There was no hotel there, but they had this horseshoe-shaped beach. Waters were see-through, just glass, white sands. They had a bunch of restaurants there, and you can eat right on the beach, right above the beach on the bluff. And we ate lunch there, and we had a ball, man. But what we'd heard about this place, or somebody with us had heard about it, so we went. Oh, man, it was perfect. It was breathtaking.
Oh, that's amazing. I love this question, because I love vacations. I love hearing about this.
If you get a chance, do that cruise. There's a few of them on different cruise lines. But it's just, they're all pretty much go to the same places. And there, it's just an amazing adventure. It was so much fun.
Well, let's hear more about your book. And you have two of them out. But we're going to talk a little bit more about Playden. Can you give us just a description in a few sentences about your latest book?
Well, my latest book is called Paladin, Briscoe Duvall, Defender of the House LaFleur. It is an epic adventure of a billionaire, basically, who at one time lost his way. He lost his way when he lost his wife early on. And now he is basically fighting wrongs in the world. And a lot of them have to do with murders. And in this one, it's a murder case that he has to solve. And it has to do with voodoo and traditions in New Orleans and people who try to take things from other people. And it is truly an odyssey. It's a book that takes you on an adventure. Yes.
Yes. So how did you land with it being in the setting of New Orleans with voodoo and all those pieces when you grew up in California? Like, how did that come together?
You know, I've traveled all over the country and I've been in New Orleans. I lived in New Orleans for a short period of time. But, you know, you go where the story takes you. Like this book is completely different from my first book. They're both fiction, but, you know, you go where the story takes you. And it took me to New Orleans and it took me down a path. And I don't know how other people write. I get ideas every day and I'll write them down and I go where the story takes me. And it takes me about 4 pages to get one good page of text down. So for 400 pages, I actually complete 100 pages. And that's how I work. Other people work their ways, but I'd follow the direction the story takes me. And that's what I did. And I went on with the book and wrote it. And matter of fact, I just got my hard copy.
So exciting.
Yes.
That's very exciting.
I just opened it. Before we started talking, I just opened it. So anyway.
Oh, that's so exciting. Yeah. So what is your advice? Because you've had a journey to get to this goal of writing. Like we said in your intro, like you started when you were young and then kind of got discouraged easily, but you came back to it. So what is your message to people that have this in their heart, the book that wants to come to life? Like, what is your message to them?
You need to grab a pen and just start writing. You need to grab a computer and just start writing. I have a few friends right now who I'm encouraging to write. They've called me and, hey, man, you know, you want to write my story? No, I don't want to write your story. You need to write your story. You start it, just start writing it down. You know, I can read it and let you know, was that good or was that, you know, I can give you my opinion, but I'm not an editor, but you just have to start writing because, you know, there's a lot of stories out there. I have an ex-sister-in-law who has a crazy story of how she ran into her boyfriend from a childhood when they were real young after her husband dies, his wife dies, and so forth and so on. And I said, you need to write that down. So, you know, there's a lot of stories out there and people just need to write. I enjoy it. It takes my mind off other things. I write at night, I grab my computer and I just write. And sometimes I can write 2 or 3 pages. Sometimes I can write 2 or 3 paragraphs. Just is what it is.
You got to keep at it, huh?
Yes. And never give up. Never give up. If you have it in your heart, just keep on writing. Some people are going to tell you it's garbage. Oh, well, you know, and I was told that and I stopped writing for years. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to finish a book. And I started writing again.
That's wonderful. Who has been the most encouraging to you on your journey to finish your 2 books?
It's been my wife.
Oh.
It's been my wife. She is my harshest critic.
Ooh.
And she's my biggest fan. So she read my first book. She said, oh, that's good. So she got me together with an editor that she knew. And our editor, this was the first book I did, and the editor called me like 3 times during that editing process. She said, you really wrote this? I said, yeah, I wrote this. She said, you really wrote this? I said, yes, I wrote it. Because, you know, it took me about a year or so. But, you know, when you have so much time, you go back and you start changing and you try to do your best you can do. And it takes me about a year to write any book, to be quite honest with you. So anyway, she is by far my biggest fan. I have a granddaughter and my daughter, my oldest daughter and my youngest granddaughter. I mean, they are tremendous fans. When they see something that they feel, I'm Papa to my granddaughter. And she loves whatever I do.
That is so wonderful. It's important to have those supports when you're undertaking writing.
Because
writing is hard. It's a lot to put yourself out there and put those books out there.
It is. And actually, be quite honest with you, like these interviews, when me and Victoria got together, I really didn't want to do this stuff. But, you know, we talked and, you know, nowadays you got to do what you have to do. I wanted to be in the background and just put my books out and be hidden. And that really, you know, oh, well, nowadays you have to do your marketing part. So
Yes. Well, and it's wonderful that folks get to know you a little bit and get those glimpses of who the author is to feel a little more connected. They want more than just the book. They want to get to know you.
Yeah, that's exactly what Victoria said.
And what's the best place for people to find you if people want to connect with you and follow along?
Well, they can go to our website, Devon and Green. They can go to Instagram at Devon_and_Green, or they can go to TikTok at JW Perkins Group. And we're on all three platforms, and they can find us easily. And it actually, they can go to the website, and if they'd like to read the first chapter of my book for free, they can go on the website and download it.
Oh, that's nice. So they can get a preview.
Yes, and they can get a preview, and if they like it, hey, then go pick it up.
That's nice, like a no-risk way of getting in on it.
Exactly. That's part of this marketing wave nowadays. You give them a little taste and see if they like it. If they don't, okay, well, at least you tried it.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. And so as we're wrapping up, what is the book or story that inspires you the most?
Well, that would be The Millionaire Next Door by Napoleon Hill. I've read that book probably 8 to 10 times. I have listened to the audiobook of that probably 30 or 40 times. That is my book. I've constantly gone back to that book over the years. Things might not be going the best for you. Things might be slowing down or you know, you just need that re-inspiration or however you want to call it. So I'll go back to that book. And Napoleon Hill, that book has been around for years. It's been there, and people have used it for years, and it's a tool that you can put in your toolbox and read it and get some kind of inspiration about you to get you to do something, get you to move, and get you on the right path. That's what I think is mostly something that can set the foundation for moving forward.
That's excellent. It's good to have those tools and to have things you can go back to, right?
Yes, exactly.
Thank you so much for being here today. We appreciated this chance to get to know you.
It was honestly a pleasure, truly a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you take a second to give us stars or a review on your favorite podcasting platform. It really makes a difference in folks being able to find us. We'll be here again next Wednesday. Follow us on Instagram at Author Express Podcast to see who's coming up next. And don't forget, keep it express, but keep it interesting.